That's according to Adams County Emergency Services Director John Simon, who appeared Tuesday on WTAD's Mary Griffith Show. Simon says about 1,000 people per day on average are coming to the rapid drive-through site for the testing. That includes people with no symptoms who are finding out almost immediately whether or not they have COVID-19. He says that knowledge is helping to slow the spread of the virus. Simon says that the drive-through site will pause this weekend and then reopen on Monday.
But we're retooling our staff. We're bringing in some different health department personnel, trying to get our city and county workers that we repurposed 2 weeks ago for this project back to their normal jobs. And so it'll have a little bit of a different staffing pattern to it, a little bit different hours. We're still working through those this week. But this project is going to go on throughout the month of December and as we prepare for Christmas and on into the new year.
Simon says both the Adams County Ambulance Service and Blessing Hospital have not been overwhelmed by the pandemic. He says so far there have been enough medical personnel to treat both COVID and routine emergencies.
Our paramedics and EMTs, they've been at this since the early days of March and not only preparing for it, but also, treating and responding to COVID patients, but as well all the rest of the emergency medical needs of the community. And that has never wavered. While we certainly have went through our times of having short staff because our own staff has been in quarantine for a variety of different reasons, we've always been able to maintain our staffing levels and continue to do so. We have, we have some contingency plans if we were low on staffing, but so far, the good news is we haven't had to use that.
Simon says that widespread distribution of a vaccine is still months away, so he says the community must keep their guard up against both COVID-19 and the flu. Hear the full interview with Adams County Emergency Services Director John Simon in the podcast section of WTAD.com. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.